What is going on, everybody? Thanks for joining me for this episode of From the Mind of CC. And it is a special episode because guess what? It is my birthday. That's right, guys. It is my birthday. If you're listening to this on Saturday, September 5th, it is actually my birthday. So I'm doing a special episode called Party and Bullish, okay? I have a special treat for you guys. I have a cannabis expert, my girl Joy from Canna Vibes, and a mixologist, my boy Rico. I'm going to be chopping it up with them. I'm going to be asking them about their field, and I'm going to ask them what is their highest, you know, their high story. And I'm going to ask, of course, Rico, what is his drunk story? And I'm going to share mine with them as well. So sit back and relax and listen to this episode. Have some fun. Kick back and relax. Since it is a party episode, you know, roll up something, pour something, have some fun with me. Enjoy. It is my birthday. Let's have some fun. You know, pour something. Pour something. Roll up something. Have some fun. It is my birthday. Hey. And you know what? Thanks in advance for listening. I love you guys. Let's get this show on the road.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black. Smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is my piece, short dude, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman strokes, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, hope popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gat? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk? Off a Henny and Skunk? Or some brand new Nubian shit beating down punk?
And we party up that bullshit.
That's that.
And we party up that bullshit. 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 And we party and bullshit. And
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum. Conversation, blunts in rotation. My man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking. Got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to low down. A kid got choked out. Blows were thrown and a fucking fight broke out.
Yo, chill, man, chill.
Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon and it's on and I'm gone. That's that.
Yeah. feel like stuff. Uptown like stuff. Bad boy like stuff.
Hi, Cece. It's Trish. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I'm sorry that we can't celebrate together this year like we've done in the past, but I want you to know that I love you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. I want to thank you for always being such a great friend. I'm not going to bust out in the Golden Girls theme song, I promise, but you've always been there for me and my family. We've been through boyfriends and illnesses and babies and all sorts of things, and laughter and tears, and you've just always proven to be such a supportive and wonderful person, and I'm very blessed to be able to call you my Pookie and to have you in my life. So I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I cannot wait till we can get together and celebrate and have lots of fun, and you can pinch my arms for good luck. Love you. Bye.
What is going on, people? It is our Party and Bull-ish episode of From the Mind of Cece, aka my birthday episode. We are doing the stuff that I like to talk about, the stuff that I like to do, the stuff that the people then want to talk about. We are here with my girl Joy.
What's up, y'all?
What's up to the boy? You already did. Say what's up to the people.
What's good? What's good, everybody?
So tell the people who you are, where you from, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm Joy Washington. I'm a cannabis educator and enthusiast. On my page, I have my own cannabis company and getting ready to come out with my rolling papers. Already have grinders. And I make videos basically to educate people on cannabis in a fun, visualized way.
Yeah, so describe yourself as a person.
So I'm joyful, I'm chill, I'm vibrant, and I'm relaxed. All because of cannabis, and that's just my natural energy.
Yeah. So tell us more about this business.
So about this Cannavibes business, it's called Cannavibes. My vision is we make a, you know, world, Black kings and queens come together, LGBTQ, people in pain, we all could come together under one roof and enjoy cannabis. I'm also trying to break that stereotype about how cannabis is a drug, this, that, and that is bad for you. Actually not. A lot of people who have, you know, autoimmune diseases and chronic pain or even amputees, they use cannabis. So I'm just trying to spread that love all around.
Absolutely, absolutely. Education is the key.
Period.
Yeah, because even for me, like, I suffer from migraines. Like, I like daily medication from it, you know, for it. And I'm noticing, like, even the small amount that I do take, you know, I'm not like a huge, you know, I'm getting more into it now. Shh, don't tell me. But even when I'm doing, I'm noticing that I'm not getting as many migraines as I usually would get, you know?
Mm-hmm. So versus the pills.
Right. Instead of pushing pills down people's throat, you know, it's natural remedies that people can take for it, you know?
Exactly. You don't only have to smoke it. You can consume it in other ways. You can either use dabs, vape pens, or you can use edibles because everybody doesn't like smoking. So,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you already know her company is 100% Black owned, Black female.
Yes.
She's running things and she's young. She's hungry. She's on the grind. I love looking at her page because she has so many friends. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have no clue. I learn something almost every day looking at your page. So what is your favorite strand of weed?
My favorite strand is what I'm having right now. It's called Purple Punch. Literally by the name, it's smooth like purple, and later on it gives you a night punch. So I like indicas because, you know, to help me with sleep. I'm not a sativa diva type of person which keeps you up. You know, indica, sativa, stay up.
Like, I know so many strands and they do so many different things, you know. I have to sit down and become a student of this, and you know so much about this kind of thing.
That's yeah That's I try to post something new every day on there.
That's why you can see. The ones that's going to have the shop and all this educational value of it, you know. So how many strands have you think you encountered so far?
I say I hit about 80 strands so far. I'm about to hit 81. Tomorrow, I have a new strand called Texas Butter. So I'm on my 81st strain starting tomorrow. Yeah, I've been in cannabis since real young. Studying it, researching, actually the scientific method, not just the smoking part.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That is amazing. 81. So you had, well, starting, well, after you have one tomorrow, you will have 81
strains. I would have tried.
Wow.
All legit, all medical too.
Now, this is a bonus question because I didn't tell you about this one.
Yeah.
Do you think that the medical grade is stronger than the regular street grade?
Absolutely. That's why it's sold in the dispensary. You only can use a card because the medical ones are done for certain uses. For example, like you just mentioned, migraines, mm-hmm. there's certain strains just for that. There's certain strains for cramps. There's certain strains for PTSD. So, yeah, that's why medical is actually stronger than, you know, little street stuff you get. It mm-hmm. meets your needs for what you're looking for.
Mm, I hear that.
Yeah.
No wonder. There are stories. I have a story too. I'm about to ask you about your story. But I know someone that had rolled up a medical blunt and handed it to someone. She took two hits and just like pushed it back. It was like, oh no.
She's like, I'm done with this.
Like, what is this?
What is this? That's that good stuff. Yeah, medical stuff is stronger chemically. Oh, it does a different reaction to your brain. It's a scientific method part that I'm talking about.
I don't think I ever had the medical strain before. I don't think I only had regular, you know, like on the street.
You gotta get that card for that. You gotta get a card till it becomes fully legal.
Yeah. What is the highest you've ever been? What's the story?
I have a friend who makes cookies. So one time I ate a cookie. So we're going to talk about dosing. This is why I just keep reiterating this. I ain't feel nothing from the cookie. I was like, all right, bet. I'm eating another
one.
I'm eating another one. I had three of them.
Oh, no.
What I didn't know it was 750 milligrams each. 750 milligrams is a lot of treats.
It is.
So all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there for an hour. All of a sudden.
Wait, per cookie, it was 750?
Yeah, I had 3 750 cookies each.
So tell the people what's the average in like a blunt, you would say.
Average, depending on the strain though, it'd be about 3 to 5 grams. Nothing too strong. If it's an indica, you always ask the person you're buying from what type it is, because some indicas will put you off your feet. You will be laid out quick. Like the one I have after another blunt, I'm gonna be laid out. Purple punch is a late reaction. Like this Texas butter I'm about to have tomorrow, it's good, but it will help you sleep better on. It ain't gonna knock you out though. It's like a mellow afternoon joint. But yeah, when I had that edible,
they put 750?
He didn't tell me.
Well, baby, because he knew it was for you.
Yeah, I was like, bruh, do you know you have gave me? He was like, you wasn't supposed to eat all of them. You was only supposed to eat half. I learned my lesson that day. That's the thing. You eat too many edibles, you honestly don't have a good experience. So, but because I knew what I was doing too, I knew how to calm down. Because there's a way to calm down off your high if you feel like you get too high. First step, don't panic. Second step, drink water. Third step, go for a walk if you need to or lay down. Fourth step, you can have ginger or peppercorn or pepper. Sniff on some of that and you're going to be good.
So you must have been out. You slept for the whole day.
Nah, I didn't even get to sleep. I was just up just... I just felt like I was on a different world and I was just trying to get my life together.
Oh, no. Were you home at least?
Yeah, I was at home. Thank you, Jesus. Right? It was right after work. Praise the Lord. I would never do something like that out. Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was... Woo.
Oh, no.
Too much. So that's why I educated myself on how to dose.
That's one thing about edibles. You have no control.
No, you don't. Once you put that in your body, there's no going back. You know, there's only one way out. The nasty way, you got to throw it up. So that don't feel good either. It's like, because you know, you get hangovers from having too much too. Because you, just like you drink too much and you wake up the next day, you feel groggy. Same thing with edibles. Also, depending on what time you eat it before you go to sleep, you could still be high the next morning and groggy too. So you also just got to learn your body.
Yeah, that's what happened to me with edibles. I had almost a whole brownie and by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah, and the brownie was like equivalent to the size of a brick. And
oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't feel anything. And this is like when I was really started to indulge in weed, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know no better.
But you know now, right? Yeah,
I literally felt like I was about to float off the planet, and I had to hold on to the dining room table if I won't float off the planet.
I just sat on the floor on that yoga mat and just... I didn't know what to do. I was stuck. Like, I just...
Oh, no.
That wasn't here.
That's the only thing about edibles. You have no control. You don't know how strong it is until it's too late.
That's why you always ask. You want to eat an edible for somebody who knows what they're doing. Because you also get sick off edibles. Somebody don't cook it right. Too much butter, too much oil tears up the lining of your stomach. And then this makes you, you know, nauseated.
Oh, see, that's her view on edibles. That was my next question.
A lot of people ask me that. So I was like, yeah, let me just tell y'all what's good with it. I love edibles, though. Because, you know, I can't always smoke. Like, especially when I go certain places. So I vape or I pick an edible. Usually I only eat half because medical edibles are worse.
Ooh.
Never eat a whole medical edible. That is a no-no. Half.
Good to know.
Half. Even me with multiple sclerosis, I can't even eat a whole one. So, I mean, unless you're like a cancer patient or you're like in real chronic pain, I would not recommend eating a whole medical edible.
Well, I don't even know where those are, because in New York, it might be a little harder to find those.
I'm not sure. Do y'all have medical dispensaries out there yet?
Barely. I see some here and there, but I think they're, like, coming up. I think Cuomo just kind of signed something not too long ago.
Going to New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, it's kind of harder up here. I think he just signed something not too long ago. I have to look more into that. Because I literally see signs that say coming soon, all over the place. So I'm thinking they're waiting for the actual green light for it to happen.
Yeah, I think they let the applications out, but nobody got the green light to go yet. Yeah. So they're preparing to just... The New York market is going to be sweet. I can tell you that.
Goodness, yeah. Who won't, you know, who listening? Who won't let me use that card?
Like... And you can go get one, though. If you get migraines, you can get one for sure.
Well, I hope so.
Nah, you definitely can. You know, that's the next thing. It's the doctor recommendation. All you got to do for your main doctor, get that paperwork saying that you got this issue. You take it to a cannabis doctor. Boom. There's your cert.
I'm hoping so once that green light happens. But it looks like he's going to do it because he was just talking about it not too long ago. And it's more money for the economy, especially now with what's going on. So,
oh, they're definitely going to do it. The economy is terrible. It's breaking down. Cannabis and CBD is going to help it rise up.
Yeah, CBD is already all over the place now. But
facts on that. But then here's the thing. FDA getting ready to take half of it away because people are tainting this stuff. Yeah, I got hip to that. So I'm chilling off the CBD a little bit. But like herbal, natural stuff is pretty good. But like stuff at gas stations, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
People from off the street and all that. You got to be careful with that.
Mess.
A hot mess.
So I know you got more. She has a couple of businesses, y'all. So
yeah,
you want to give the people all your businesses and your social medias and websites and how to find you, because you have a couple of businesses, not just
cannabis. Yeah, so I make video advertisements, video flyers, animated ones. It's called Cyber Queens. So you just type on at Instagram. At Cyber Queens LLC. I also sell children's toys, which is J Toys for Kids LLC. But I also have a child and parent blog because I also am a teacher and an IT technician. So I try to just put all my passions together into one because that's going to come together too with the kids. I'm going to eventually, you know, educate them on proper use, and especially kids with seizures and, you know, disabilities. Help parents understand more about CBD oil and THC oil, because I've actually been having a couple disabled parents ask me questions. That's right. The funny part.
No, I've seen specials on that on TV. Yeah,
they be asking me, like, is this good for my son with autism or cerebral palsy? And I just go through the process with them.
Right, I've heard of that on TV. I've seen it. And the kid literally had a seizure on air, and the mother, it didn't have the THC in it. It was regular CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the kid stopped having a seizure.
Stopped having a seizure, yeah.
Right.
So they keep telling me they waiting for me to sell it. And I'm like, all right, I'm coming. But I got all these businesses, once it get in order, y'all going to see. It's going to be lit.
Right, definitely. She's so young and so ambitious, guys. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, if I had your hustle and drive at that age, who knows where I would have been right now.
Man, you still there. Look at you. You got your own podcast. What you talking about?
I'm crying out here in these streets.
Nah, I'm about to be like you when I grow up. Watch.
You got just as many businesses as I do. You all neck and neck right now. Shoot.
We there. I'm also working on my mobile app. I'm doing it by myself. So what? It's taking... Yeah, it's coding. It's fun, but it takes patience. And because I already know how to do it, I don't see a reason for me to pay somebody to make my own gaming app when I know how to do it myself, you know? It's just going to take me a couple months, that's all.
Black excellence.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. You've been supporting me since day one, so I rock with you.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Vice versa. When I tell you, when you get your dispensary, I'm really trying to be there at that grand opening.
Oh, I got you. You're going to have that VIP ticket. So
I'm telling you.
That was good.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah. I hope you won't try to move too far. You say in California?
Nah. I'm thinking California, but look, here's the thing. If I open a chain, I could put one in New York, too. New York is definitely going to be a base for me.
Well, if I'm still in New York.
Hey, man, you're going to be everywhere. You're going to be traveling, so, you
true.
Know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm flying miles. I'm going to be trying to be everywhere.
Facts on that. Same here. I'm trying to be on a beach and work from now on.
Absolutely.
Fuck that. Yeah.
Hotspot Wi-Fi. Wherever.
There you go. There you go.
You're ready. Thank you so much, because you know I'm going to try to have you back, because you are like the connoisseur of cannabis.
My passion is my heart. That's my medicine, because I got MS, multiple sclerosis, like I said, so I try to do natural herbs. I don't like Western medicines and all that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
And you already know, drop those links again, because you got to spell it, because you spell it differently.
Oh, then I say it. Oh, yeah. So, Canna Vibes is Canna, then VIBEZZLLC. When you find me on Instagram, please put the underscore before it. Cyber Queens, my advertised website is Cyber Queens. It's Cyber, then QUENNZZ, Queens. And then Jay's Toys for Kids is just Jay's Toys for Kids, LLC. And you'll see my logo and all that, too, in my face.
Please support. Her pages are amazing. And please,
thank you.
You know, even for her ads, for the promo video ads are amazing, too. Sherry did one of my videos. She's
good. Yeah.
She does. Black excellence. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for inviting me, sis.
All right, no problem. You know I'm going to have you back. And we'll be back after this break.
All right, be easy, y'all.
This is Taheem from DDNH Marketing. I would like to wish my sister Cece a happy birthday. I pray that God blesses and keeps you always. I love you, sis.
What's going on, Anchor family? This is Rico M. Blendman, the host of Quite a Big Deal podcast, and I just finished listening to From the Mind of Cece and added her to my new favorite podcast list. For all you people out there, make sure you guys take a listen and you can add her as your favorite as well. Peace.
Hey, what's going on? So we are back with our boy Rico here, and we are here to talk about my friend and yours, liquor, alcohol. So tell the people who you are, where you're from, what you do.
How you guys doing? My name is Rico Blendman. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Right now, I do a little bit of everything. Bartending, real estate, podcasting, and also I'm an aspiring actor.
So describe yourself as a person.
Okay. I would say I was very outgoing, but you know, that would be a lie. Very reserved person, easy to get along with. What can I say? You know, pretty much I get along with everybody. And that's about it, really.
So tell us about your business.
Okay. So right now I act as a real estate agent in New York City. I specialize in first-time home buyers and also investment properties. Then, of course, you know, I bartend mostly on the side. Other than that, I have another podcast that's called the Black Up Plan Podcast, which is going to be due to air in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, yeah, so you've been bartending for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. No. Bartending, about 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very long time. Ancient.
Yep. I'm a heavyweight in the game now. An aging bartender, though. an aging one.
So what is your favorite type of liquor and why?
I would say the favorite type of liquor, vodka. Because the thing with vodka, it blends with almost anything. And, you know, I always said that I was a bartender for the women.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I know about women, y'all love vodka, especially Grey Goose.
Oh, yeah? So what is your least favorite?
Least favorite? I would have to say tequila.
Really?
Yeah. I understand that that's a woman's favorite, but...
Blah, 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 and all that mess.
Yeah. I understand it's a woman's favorite, but I don't know, just the taste of it. Hate it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought margarita was like the most common thing. The most common drink, I thought it was a margarita. So, but you don't like...
It is the most common drink.
That's you personally don't like the taste.
I personally don't like the taste, but you know what? I can kill a margarita. That's a thing. And it says when I go to Cancun, I go to Mexico, that's the first thing, you know, I go for, the margarita. But it's like tequila by itself, because, you know, a lot of people are drinking it by itself now with the Casamigos and Azul getting big now. So
everybody's talking about that. I don't know. I must be somebody's old auntie now. I don't know too much about it.
About what, Casamigos?
Yeah. I'm just seeing it. People post it, you know. I'm somebody's old auntie now. I don't know too much about it.
You know what's funny is that it's been around for years. That was kind of like the airport tequila. Uh-huh. But I guess, you know, us Black people, we make everything popping.
Mm-hmm.
Brought it to everyone's attention. Now, that bottle went up crazy.
Oh, okay, I'm going to have to try it out, maybe.
Yeah, check it out. It gives you no hangovers, and it's pretty smooth.
All about no hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Waking up the next morning with a headache. Oh my gosh, I can't take it.
Well, that's what the Hennessy does for you.
Really? Yeah, I thought Henny was that angry drink.
That too. Then that dehydrated drink too.
Oh. So what's your drunk story? What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Drunkest I've ever been was my first New Year's Eve party at my father's bar. It was called Fish Eye Bar and Grill in Brooklyn.
Yes.
It was open for at least, it was open for I think 8 years. 8 years it was open.
Mm-hmm.
And the first New Year's Eve party I went there, you know, I'm probably like 20, 22, 23 at the time. You know, I'm not really much of a drinker. And no one warned me how much of a creep a champagne was.
Oh gosh, that's what happened to me too.
Yeah, so I'm just downing them. And if anyone remembers Fisheye, if he was from Brooklyn, you know, we had a little hallway where everyone just kind of hung up their coats, and I was just there sitting, just out of my mind, drunk. My father walked past me like, yeah, you drunk too much. And mind you, it's not even, the ball didn't even drop yet. Yeah, it's still 11:30. got so drunk that I went into the bathroom, workers' bathroom, threw up all over the place, cleaned it up the best way I could, and went into the office.
Damn. Horrible. So you don't even remember the ball dropping because you was too drunk.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't remember at all. Not at all.
You know what's so crazy? Mm-hmm. My drunkest moment is at Fish Eye 2.
Really?
Yes, it was at Lisa's party. Remember Lisa had her party there 1 year?
I think I do remember that night. Yes, yes. And you know what? I forgot that you knew Lisa because, yes, we met in Vibes.
Yes. And she had a whole table full of Moet. And it was champagne. Yet again, this is why I don't really drink too much champagne. And everybody thinks, oh, it's this drink, it's tequila, is it? No, it's effing champagne. It doesn't it sneak up on you. Before the I knew
silent killer.
Yeah, because I usually can hold my liquor. I usually can take 10 shots of tequila and have no problems. I usually can take liquor very well. Even if I act drunk or whatever, I can still hold up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only time in my life that I blacked out and I don't remember what happened.
Good God, you didn't take anybody home, did you?
Oh. You remember the DJ at Vibes? Remember his name? Remember him? Remember the DJ? He gonna kill me if he listens, but the DJ there, me and him was mad cool at the time.
Okay.
But he ended up driving me and I ended up staying at his house on the couch.
Mm-mm.
But I'm telling you, I was so effing drunk. That's the only time I don't remember what happened. But Lisa was like, are you all right? Are you good? She was like, you okay? She was like, I don't...
Yeah, her birthday parties was legendary.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, I made sure you was good. She was like, I made sure you was all right. We walked you to the car. I was like, I really don't remember what happened. I don't remember the party. After the couple of drinks, I don't remember the party. I don't remember barely anything at all. That's why I was like, you know what? I gotta be careful with champagne.
Those days was like one of the best and worst times of my life working in that spot, man. I swear.
Those were the good days, you know, like mid young 20s, like, oh man. Like from like 25, like around that time, those were good years for me. It was good times.
That's the wild and out times. That's the times like you just didn't get in about nothing. You was just living life.
Living my best.
You was happy to be an adult, making money and just drinking.
Having a good old time. So when somebody comes in mm-hmm. and they ask you for a suggestion based off their vibe, what do you give them?
Well, I kind of ask for some. I usually ask whether they like something sweet or strong first, depending, you know. I always I want to get to know my customers first before I even come up with making a crazy concoction. So, you know, I ask, you know, do you like white liquor? Do you like dark? You like something sweet, something a little strong? You like something to creep up on you based on that vibe? Usually when a woman came and she just wanted to get nice, I would give her my secret weapon that was called the panty dropper.
Oh, what was in that?
All right, let me see if I remember because I haven't made that in so long. So the panty dropper consists of Hennessy, mm-hmm. a little bit of peach snaps, and Ciroc peach. Peach vodka. I used to put Ciroc peach, yeah, give it a nice flavor. With some cranberry and pineapple juice.
That sounds strong too.
It was.
That sounds very strong. Oh my goodness, that sounds strong. Dang, that actually sounds pretty good. I might have to write that down and have that this weekend.
Oh yeah, that used to be my secret weapon, man. I used to make a lot of money. serving that drink.
I'm gonna have to write that down. Well, if y'all listening to this today, because you know my episode dropped on Saturday, which is my actual birthday, so I might be somewhere sipping that right now when you're listening to this.
Happy birthday.
That's right, it's my birthday. And so what is your views on outdoor bars at the moment? Because you already know, unfortunately. Oh,
with the COVID situation. You know what? I actually love it.
Really?
Like I was telling one of my friends the other day, it feels like Brooklyn in 91 when everybody really? Used to be outside. Yeah, I just love the vibe of that. I was actually at this place called Flatbush Zombie House.
Flatbush Zombie House.
Yeah, that's what they call it. A little gentrified area. It was on Flatbush and Parkside.
Oh, yeah, that's where the money is, around there.
Basically, yeah. So when I went over there, and then because the Monica and Brandy Versus was that night,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they had like a little outdoor setting for you to watch it, and it was a nice vibe. You know, I was there. You know, I had my little THC vape.
What? Wait! Skirt. You know where the THC vapes are? You got your hands on them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna hit you up after this, because if you listen to this whole episode, the person before you is a cannabis expert. So I was just talking to her about THC vapes, and I was trying to figure out where I can get my hands on that in New York.
I don't really think nothing in New York. Definitely, we get them delivered from like Colorado, because like a few of my family members work in a dispensary in Colorado, mm-hmm. Houston. You know, New York is kind of liberal when it comes to shit like this. So it's going to be a while before we get that going around here. Okay. But I can definitely hook you up with somebody.
I'm going to have to hit you up about that. Okay, continue the story. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You know, I'm there, you know, chilling. My boy, who was a cook, smoking, mm-hmm. of course, and, you know, was drinking. And it was just a nice night to be out. You know, it was nice and breezy. It was just really, I love that vibe. I love that Como actually allowed that to happen for, you know, the outdoor dining, outdoor drinking.
Yeah, because the restaurants and bars would have been totally in trouble.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how it's going to be after it starts, like after like November when it starts getting cold, you know?
From what I know, a lot of bartenders are, you know, writing petitions to let him know, like, listen, we need indoor dining again.
You
know?
Yeah, even if
at a point where people don't really give a shit. Yeah, people don't give a shit about COVID right now. It's like, yo, listen, you have to make our money. You gotta make a living. And I do understand, because even I'm suffering right now. You know, these are the times where I will be bartending at least 2 to 3 times a week. And, you know, helping that money that I used to count on was helping my other businesses. Right. And really right now I'm just working on one income, and you know, I've lived in New York City my whole life. You cannot make it in this city with one income.
You sure can't. You already know I know.
Yeah.
You need at least two.
I think at least three now. Fact. You need at least two and a hustle. That's what I say. Yeah, because right now everything's pretty slow, and yeah.
Well, if you got one, you gotta be doing a whole bunch of overtime.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Which,
yeah, not giving out.
Absolutely, which is horrible. Yeah. Everybody's feeling it right now.
And you know the funny thing, that was like one of the hardest things that I had to get used to, from you know, transitioning from being a full time bartender to getting a, like, you know, regular 9-to-5. Because if you remember, you remember my older days, you know, I always had money in my pocket, because I was getting paid every day, every night. So that I had to really get used to getting paid every 2 weeks or every week or something like that. It took a while for me to get used to that.
Yeah, so jobs, you get paid on the 15th and the 30th. Imagine that.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. I still don't know how people live like that. I still don't know how people live like that.
I had a job like that once. We got paid on the 15th and the 30th. You have to plan your whole movements around that. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, Thursday night, I would get paid 150, maybe 200, you know. Yeah, and I used to blow that because I always knew that, you know, Friday night's coming, I can make another 300. And, you know, that was my life. That was my life for a good 8 years, probably, I think I was doing that.
I can't wait to go back to normal. Even I'm feeling it now. Like, I can't even take clients now. Like, it's crazy. I can't, it's, you know, I had to come up with alternative hustles, you know, but you have to adapt and you have to keep moving.
You really do. You really, really do.
So what do you love most about alcohol?
What do I love most about alcohol? I feel that alcohol, it reveals your true self.
Mm.
It makes you tell the truth. It reveals your true desires. That's what I love the most about alcohol.
Interesting. I say like it. Yeah, you're right, because it kind of do releases your restrictions that you may have on yourself. Like, like it doesn't. It relieves your, like, whatever filter you may have is gone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. I remember having married women hit on me.
Oh no.
As soon as they get a few drinks into them.
Wow.
You know? Not even that. I remember, you know, even with guys, you know, drink enough drinks.
Hold up. That's another show. Hmm? What are you going to say? They was hitting on you too?
Oh, no. So even, no, I wasn't going to go that way. No, you know, even guys, you know, if they have enough drinks, you know, if you was shy to talk to a woman, after a few drinks, you're not that shy anymore. You know? Oh, yeah.
That's definitely
it's crazy. True. And also, you know, alcohol breaks the ice, man, for a lot of people that's looking to date. It breaks the ice. I remember my move always was, you know, hey, I want to break the ice. Get that girl a drink for me.
Oh.
I think that's the best way. That's the, still to this day, that's the best way to break the ice to a woman. You send her over a drink.
Okay, Mr. Suave.
Yeah, ask the bartender, you know, hey, what is that woman drinking? Okay, send her another one on me. Don't even tell her first, though. Don't tell her who it's from first. And then, you know, can make your move from there. But you have to make her enjoy the drink first, though. Don't just buy her the drink and go over there the next 2 seconds. That's just being thirsty.
Nah, you already know how some guys are.
Oh, yeah.
I bought you this drink. You with me. You know, like, they think they own you after that. Mm-hmm. They're talking around all night long. Nah. Like, sir, bought me house brand. If you don't get out my, you know, like, please stop.
Yeah. You serve her the drink, so you get the bartender to serve her the drink. You, of course, you know, wait a while. Make her ask, who was it that bought me this drink, and then the bartender can point you out.
Oh,
that was the real move. Yeah, that would be the move.
Game 101, pimping 101 with Rico.
Yep, and tip your bartender while you're doing that too, man, because he's putting a lot of work in for you.
Yep, well, especially if they're doing that, shoot, they playing Tinder, swiping left and right for you right there. You better give them a good tip for that.
Hey, listen, I used to hook a lot of people up. A lot of people owe me money.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they didn't give you a tip for that. I will hope they did. But make sure you give the people all your social medias and whatever websites that's going on for you so they can keep in contact with you and know how to find you.
No problem. Well, you know, you can definitely find me on Instagram. Same name, Rico, R-I-C-O, Blenman, B-L-E-N-M-A-N. I'm on Instagram, and I have all my other accounts linked quite a big deal agency. That's for my real estate and online marketing business. And you can also find my podcast on Instagram, the Blackout Plan podcast. You can type that in. It comes right up on Instagram. We will be having a website, blackoutplanglobal.com. That's going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. And you can also find me on TikTok. You know.
Oh, I love your TikTok videos.
Huh?
I love your TikTok videos.
Thank you. Thank you. That's I'm doing that really to just training myself to be better in front of the camera. So you can see my improvs and my acting techniques and everything going on there.
Nah, but people making money off of that. You see how much Jason Derulo making off of those TikToks?
75K a video. And he puts at least 4 out.
Yo.
I can imagine how much Will Smith making.
Oh my God. I was like, let me step this up. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Let me step this up. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm turning into a TikTok enthusiast too. I'm also gonna be doing some talking points and some assemblies, explaining how TikTok is gonna be the new wave of the future. A lot of people really don't believe me about it, but just think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. Everybody is streaming right now. Netflix, Hulu, everything streaming. Mm-hmm. So who's really sitting down watching live TV to watch commercials? So when you see that everybody's usually on their phone streaming, where are they going to go through for all their advertisements? TikTok. Because that's the cheapest way to get your product out there and let everyone see your merchandise, your services, everything like that. And the advertisement companies, they see that. That's why they're willing to pay Jason Derulo and Will Smith money to advertise their product and use their services and branch it out on TikTok. It's already 500 million users, active users.
Mm.
That's just active users. There's some people that just have the TikTok just to look. So that's why I'm trying to tell everyone, yo, get on it, man. If new podcasts, anything you're doing, sex toys, anything like that, get on TikTok, man. Trust me, you will not regret it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to think it was just for the youngins, but I'm trying to get into it. I like it.
Instagram was just for the youngins, and look how that turned out.
Exactly. You know, but now, I mean, Instagram is, that's my preferred, that's my preferred social media. But I think more for business. I think I advertise more on Facebook. But
yeah.
But I think more, I have to get more on TikTok, especially for my nails and stuff like that. I think I definitely have to be more on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to step it up. I know. It's just so much. It's just so much. I need an assistant. Anybody out there wants an internship for free $99? You know, you just be with me. I can't pay you.
Nah, man, you gotta hire a 17 or 18 year old that just loves to be on it, and trust me,
for real, you know? I pay you $5 a week or something. Dude, all right, maybe 10 a week. I don't know. But oh my goodness. But thank you for sitting with me. I'm going to have you back for your real estate expertise.
Thank you.
I think we'll have to talk about the rents and the climate that's going on with the, what's going on in New York. But, you know, it's nothing new with that. But I know, you know.
New York is very empty right now. Everyone's moving to the suburbs again. Like I said, it's like New York City, 1991 again. I'm telling you, same thing that happened. So, and you know, us as Black people, we can really capitalize on that. We don't even know it.
Yes, I'm gonna have to do my research a little bit on that before I have you back. If I ask you the right questions, so we can give people accurate information. You know.
No, no problem.
I'm definitely want to have you back for that. That's definitely going to be in the works for the episode in the near future. So look out for him when he comes back, y'all.
All right.
All right. Thanks
for everybody.
Being on. All right, guys.
All right.
Okay, it's your girl, Yah. I just want to give a shout out to one of my oldest friends, more like my big sister, Cece. A big happy, happy, happy birthday shout out. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy that I've been around for the evolution, and I known you forever, and I got mad stories I could tell. But the story that I like telling the most is how you out here beating the odds, you know, being an entrepreneur, coming up with several businesses, hustling and inspiring your friends. Love you so much, girl. Mwah.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm back with the closing remarks. Yet again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much to my special guests, Joy and Rico, for chopping it up with me and just enjoying this special day, this special episode, this special occasion with me, because it's my birthday. And thank you so much, everyone, for rocking with me during this episode. I know this is probably my longest episode, but it's special because I'm special. And I just want to just reiterate to everyone, even if it's not your birthday, every day is special. Every day is a gift. And I'm just very thankful that I'm grateful to see another year. Thankful to God. Thankful for my family and friends that love me. And I'm just thankful for everything that I have. And 2020, if it didn't teach you anything else, it taught you to be humble and appreciate everything that you have. And I appreciate everything that I have. And I'm just striving to be better and striving to get more. And I'm just blessed to see another year. And I'm just so humble from everything. And there's nothing I could do but just thank God and thank everyone in my circle. And I thank you for rocking with me for this episode. So I will speak to you guys next time. Be blessed and be prosperous.